Welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. I'm Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about monsters. We have the creator of Moshi Monsters, Michael Atom Smith. Michael is not only the founder of Mind Candy, the brain behind Moshi Monsters, he is also the co-founder of one of my favorite apps, Calm.com. Hi Michael, 你好.
你好, hello, lovely
hello.
To be here.
Oh, thank you, yeah. Monsters.
Monsters.
Wow.
Yes.
Do we have those things in real life?
Good question. I think I've always loved monsters. I grew up, my dad was a librarian, and he would bring all these wonderful books home, Dr. Seuss and Richard Scarry, and I loved Tolkien. And so as a child, my imagination was running riot with all these weird and wonderful monsters.
Wow. And you don't have nightmare?
No, they were friendly monsters most of the time.
Yeah, I remember there was it's Monsters, Inc.
Oh, yes, that one
I
of my favorite movies
it.
From Pixar.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
I watched it more than 10 times.
Did you?
Yeah. I thought, what's such a great story.
It's a brilliant idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
But monsters are great. They can be scary, but they can also be very cuddly and friendly. And that's what we tried to do with Moshi Monsters.
Yeah, exactly. And then in Moshi Monsters, they are so friendly. They are enjoyed by tens of millions of children around the world.
Yes, yes. So when I was little, or not little, but sort of younger than I am today, I had a Tamagotchi.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this idea of looking after a little electronic pet.
Yes.
And then we thought, wouldn't it be great to create a world where kids could adopt their own pet monster? How fun would that be? And that was the seed that became Moshi Monsters.
Yeah, okay. You know, there are also monsters in China.
Are there?
Yeah.
What sort of monsters in China?
They call them the year monsters.
Year monsters.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, there's an ancient story that every year, that was because the monsters, the year monsters, they want to come out.
Oh, where do they come out from?
From the heaven, I guess.
Do they have hiding places?
Yeah, they have hiding places. And also, they believe that monsters are everywhere, either in the air. In this case, we know it's not possible because it's outer space out there. There's nothing. And then, of course, stars and other things. And then they believe monsters could be hidden in the forest, just like the fairy tales.
Oh, and are these friendly monsters or bad monsters?
They are quite bad.
Are they?
Yeah.
So you have to...
Scary monsters.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
And do you have to placate them and be nice to them?
No, you have to scare them away.
Oh, how do you do that?
It's a bit silly now you hear that. They have to drum.
Drum?
Yeah, they use the drums. And this is why during the Chinese New Year, they have all the drums. If you've been to the Chinatown during the Chinese New Year, they have people in the parade and drumming and using a lot of anything which can make noise.
Ah, to scare the monsters
away.
Yeah,
to scare the monsters. They
Thank
use the, maybe chopsticks hitting on the pots, things like that.
Wow.
And a drum to scare the annual monsters away.
Well, so these monsters are obviously very easy to scare.
sounds quite easy to me. Yeah. So they call them 怪兽.
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 Yeah. 怪 is the first character. It's the fourth tone. That means strange. Something unusual.
Oh, 怪. 怪.
怪. 怪. Yeah.
怪.
You hear the sound, you know it's quite 怪.
Can a person be 怪?
Yeah. You're weird, that type of thing.
I am weird. You're calling me weird?
No. I'm saying, for example, I am guai.
I am a little weird.
If someone say, 好怪, that means something, wow, something or someone is weird. 好 is good, but here that means so much and is very. So if they say, oh, Michael, 你, that's you.
你.
好怪.
好怪.
Yeah. So, 好怪, that means you are so weird, but it's quite rude. So
is
don't
it rude?
Say it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I won't say that to anyone.
Actually, it's okay. Like, if we're very close friends.
Yes.
And I can tease you, hey, you're so weird. It's okay.
Okay. I take it as a compliment.
Yeah, it's
a
compliment.
I am a little weird, let's be honest.
Yeah. If people say that to me, I would think that's compliment.
Okay.
Because what's the point of being ordinary?
Exactly. Life is boring if we're all the same.
Exactly. So, Michael, 你好怪. Take it nicely.
Thank you.
Right. So, 好怪.
好怪.
Yeah, so you can say that to anything like, oh gosh, it's suddenly raining and then sunshiny at the same time. 好怪.
好怪?
Yeah, it's actually not 好怪 at all if we know the science about that meteorology.
And then maybe a rainbow would form because it's raining and sunny.
That's right, it's not 好怪. But if it's snowing in August in England, then 好怪.
好怪.
Yeah, or if the temperature goes up to 30 degrees in December in Boston, then 好怪.
好怪.
Yeah.
So it can be about a thing or an event or a person.
Yeah. Or you can say Brexit. 好怪. some people would say, no, it goes without saying. 不会好怪. Oh, maybe we have to cut that.
No politics.
Yeah, no politics. Yeah, so you say, oh, can monsters be cute and lovely and friendly? Is that 好怪 or is a natural thing? It's up to anyone, right?
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's not 好怪. It's actually, yeah, monsters, 怪兽 can be friendly.
怪兽.
Yeah.
So what is the show?
Show means a wild animal.
Oh, okay.
It's a wild animal. And the shape of the character was the combination between hunting and the dog.
Hunting and the dog.
Yeah. Think about the ancient Chinese people or ancient Chinese people everywhere. They went hunting and they tend to bring the dogs together with them. And at that time, people didn't have that much knowledge about what type of animal is that. So they could say, oh, they are the wild animals. And then when they hunt them, they just sent out the dog after, like maybe the animal was shot by the arrow and or bit hit by the rock. And or by the axis, then they send out the dog to capture, to fetch the animal.
Got it. And so the symbol is of the dog.
Hunting.
The hunting dog.
Yeah, hunting and dog. And then that means wild animal because instead of drawing all different shape and forms of animals.
Yes,
just it's a concept.
One.
Yeah, it's a concept of going out hunting the wild animals.
Understood.
So show, it's any form of wild animals.
Show.
Yeah.
Show. So strange wild animal is a monster.
That's right. The strange wild animal is a monster.
This is so easy.
怪兽.
Chinesey.
Yeah, Chinesey. 怪兽.
怪兽.
Yeah, 怪兽.
怪兽.
Yeah. So moshi monsters, moshi, we can't really translate that.
Because so it's just moshi 怪兽.
Yeah, moshi 怪兽. You can say that. Okay. Do you have Chinese version?
No, but I'd love to. So maybe after this show, we'll start moshi in China.
Yeah, okay. So Chinese market.
Okay, come on.
怪兽, is there any story you can talk about 怪兽?
怪兽. Mm-hmm. Well, I think what I love about Moshi is that there are different types of monsters, and this is why it appeals to girls and boys and quite a few different ages. So I wonder is, could you qualify 怪兽 by saying a monster is cute or scary?
Yeah, yeah, you can say that. To say cute, we say 可爱.
Oh, like Japanese kawaii.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
So in China, it is 可爱.
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 Yeah, 可爱. 可 means be able to. Or allowed to. I is love. And the way to pronounce it is like English, you say I, you, I.
I.
Yeah, 可爱.
可爱.
可爱. So I is love. So lovable. Adorable.
Ah.
Cute. Oh. Pokemon is like a cute monster, right?
Very cute.
Yeah, Pokemon.
Yeah, that's been, and Pokemon is very popular in China.
Very popular everywhere. Yeah, so we can describe. Pikachu.
Yes.
Yeah, we can say Pikachu, it's 可爱的怪兽.
可爱的怪兽.
Yeah, Pokemon is a 可爱的怪兽.
可爱的怪兽.
Yeah, and Moshi monsters, 可爱的怪兽.
可爱的怪兽.
Yeah, and very mean monsters, evil. We can say evil in Chinese, 邪恶.
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 Yeah, 邪恶. 邪, that means someone is very devious. You can hear the sound, very devious sound. 邪. 邪.
邪.
邪, and then when we pronounce it, we try to make an evil face. 邪.
邪.
Perfect. And the 恶 means bad, someone truly bad. 恶.
Yeah.
Yeah, 恶. And 邪恶 together, that's really evil.
邪恶.
邪恶的怪兽.
邪恶的怪兽.
Yeah, evil monsters.
Baddies.
Bad. Really bad. Okay.
We don't like those monsters. We'll get our drums out and drum them away.
That's it. That's the way to scare away the monsters. Drum them.
Good. I should have brought my drum kit.
Right. Let's do it. Boom, boom, boom. Okay. Thank you so much, Michael. Today we talk about monsters. 怪兽.
怪兽.
Yeah. And all the Moshi monsters are very 可爱.
可爱.
可爱. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time. 再见. 再见, Michael.
再见. That was so much fun.